Michael, before we get to the game itself, impressions on the new digs?
Old.
You guys?
Yeah, big change. I spent a lot of time in the old building. Really impressive. Great slant to the bowl. So there's a lot that kind of looks reminiscent, except everything looks new and smells new.
Is it fun coming into a new rink, or is it disappointing you still don't go into the drill?
Both, right? There's that wall between the visiting and the home team and the Joe, I always thought was pretty special. I don't know if they've probably got a nicer version of it here, but I'll take this one. Yeah.
When you guys are fifth in goals against average, how much of that is Hellebuck? How much is it puck possession, and how much is improved defensive play this season?
I think it's shifted over the season. I think early on our goaltenders were really important, and we're still trying to find our game. They were really solid, both of them. I know that Steve's numbers are really skewed by those first two games, and you look after that and the quality of hockey. We've had really strong goaltending, and it's been consistently strong. And then I would say for the last 4 or 5 weeks, we've been a better team in front of them, and maybe even on some nights that they weren't at their A game, we've been good enough to give them a chance to win.
Well, you look at Jake Truba's role and playing shutdown, kind of a shutdown pair for you guys. Is that, how much of that is a reflection of kind of the roster you have or his skill set? Like, is that something ultimately you see him as an NHL player?
It's not a limiting role, right? So shutdown usually means a real big chunk of minutes. So he and, you know, the two youngest guys we have on our blue line do that job. He's been on and off the power play, and he's off it now just because the unit that Tyler Myers goes out with, both of them got really hot, and he's a power play guy, and he killed penalties. So Jake's a real all-around defenseman. He can play against the other team's best, and there was a bit of an adjustment early this year, I think, with that. You know, there's very little room for error with those guys, and then he and Josh have really rounded into a really strong pair. But he's got a big offensive game, too. He's just, like each player here, we've asked a little bit of sacrifice for their style of play to help us try to win hockey games. So he's toned it down a bit, but he's got a big offensive upside.
When you put Scheifele and Wheeler together originally, why did you think they would work well together? And why do you think, at least this year, you know, Scheifele has more goals and the winger is the one with more assists?
I'll answer kind of backwards there. Blake's a bit of a pass-first kind of guy. I mean, he'll shoot the puck, but he likes moving the puck, and Mark can skate with him, so he's open quite a bit. It's just he plays the game in front of him. They went together by default, to be honest with you. One of the metrics, we actually like analytics in Winnipeg, believe it or not, but one of the metrics when I took over is we were really, really poor against the other team's best players. So our numbers against the other team's best had to get fixed. So we put Ladd, Little, and Frolik as that. And what was left then was a real good veteran skating winger in Blake, a hard, intense guy, and a young center iceman that had some skill. So they just kind of hit it off right from the start, and Nick Ehlers came in there at a time, and Matty Pearl played there for a while, but the pair was always able to generate.
I know Scheifele's got a really good shot. Is it just organic where you got that guy with that shot, he's a righty, and you've got that winger, and it just, you end up taking advantage of strengths?
I'm going to tell you that they work at it. They work at all of it, right? Both of those guys spend an awful lot of time on the ice working on that shot, but also working on that pass, finding that little pocket in off the rush. When Blake gets beside a guy, he's such a powerful skater that the defender has to move to him or he's going to the net, and that opens up a little bit of ice. They watch video together to find those holes. They put an awful lot of time into their craft.
Mason joined your group midway through the skate there today. I know he's probably still out there right now, but can you kind of walk us through the plan here over the next little bit?
He's feeling really, really good physically on the ice. He has to pass the test. And when he does that, there will be very little time between that and a full-on practice.
Kind of growth we've seen from Brandon Tanev, Paul, and how much of a benefit do you think it was going down to the Moose last year where you got more minutes, you got to touch the puck a little bit more?
That and pro hockey, right? So he kind of, you need some time there. To figure out what your game is. So he did play with the puck quite a bit more, and then he gets here and doesn't try to do an awful lot of that, but it was really important that he play with the Moose last year. He has extreme speed, and that in today's game makes him different than other, let's say, maybe lower point producing guys. Kills penalty and block shots, but there's a bunch of guys that can do that. There aren't a lot of them that skate as well as he does. So, you know, he's in a role where we're not looking for an awful lot of offense from that line, but we are looking for that line to play in the offensive zone, and his speed allows that to happen.
Talked about the long, kind of powerful start that the team had against Ottawa. How important is that tonight against a Red Wing team that's probably going to come out with a little bit of energy tonight?
Oh, they're going to come out with... You're going to see a really unusual event here. Like, there's a gear change in the NHL at the All-Star break, and everybody knows that when you hit the playoffs, you get a fully focused, wired team. And that's the coach's challenge over 82, and you never really get to that 20 guys chomping at the bit, solely focused on one concept, which for them will be winning battles and competing, especially this early in the season. So this will be as difficult a game as we've played all year, based on what we've seen and what we know of their leadership in the room and what we've heard about their group. You know, at that game against Ottawa broke, really, after we got the two power play goals. And this game's not going to break here tonight. It's going to be a full-on right to the very end.
Well, there's a fan base here in Detroit. You kind of sense that they're like, there's a desire to take a step back, maybe gather young talent like you guys did. And I think they think it's a fairly quick fix. I think the Jets are the example of it's a long process. As a coach, having experience, how long... What is that process like in terms of length?
It will feel 10 times longer than it takes, and you'll look back at it and say, hey, that was great, that was easy, but there'll be a lot of carcasses on the side of the road, and some of them are usually have whistles around their necks by the time you get there. You know, we've had a good 6 weeks, played pretty well. We had 2 years of a pretty defined step back with the idea that we would play those kids, and those are meaningful. It's a meaningful time to do it. It's not a whole lot of fun, except with our group, it was, because you could see it right from the time Nick Ehlers stepped in, and it started before that. It wasn't just the last 2 years, because the drivers, you know, Shifley, Trouba, Lowry, those kind of players spent 3 or 4 years here before they get into driving the team. And then when we talk about our kids, we don't talk about those guys because they're all of 24, right? But it's and you have to be right, and I think we have an outstanding amateur scouting staff, and then you have to win the lottery every once in a while too, and get a Patty Laine that shoots like nobody's business. So it's not a fun experience, but we've been fortunate here because right from the first day the young guys stepped on the ice, you knew that they were going to get better.
Yeah, just in terms of their work ethic or what
the talent level. I mean, they learn to work. Most of these kids, most of them on any team are pretty darn good character guys, or they get weeded out, they're good men. But the difference between playing amateur and playing pro hockey, and especially the highly skilled players who don't have to play like that every shift, and they can still have a body of work that says, why would I? I scored 75 goals in the last 2 years. I just got to play my game. You love that line. There's a lot to learn in this game. And if they're going to learn it at the NHL level, you're going to have some bumps.